House in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Oodles of tickets to the Hunger Games movie sitting around our studio. You win them when you hear the cue to call of the Hungry Games. Kind of our version of the Hunger Games. When you hear that, you call us at 237. It's in caller 9. Gets a pair of tickets to the movie. You can see it before anybody else. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see the Hunger Games.
Nice.
Tim, are you a Hunger Games fan?
I am. I like the first movie, and I can't wait to see the second, so, yeah.
Well, and I've heard in this one, they light her on fire.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. It's pretty, it looks pretty good.
And then she burns to death.
Oh, that'd be nice,
It's a family movie. Hey, just hang on the line for a second, and we'll get you all the details you got to know, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Is that song in the movie at all?
I doubt it.
It certainly would have made a lot of sense, wouldn't have? Wouldn't it have? See the trailer for the new Hunger Games movie online at Y94.com. We have plenty more tickets to win. Hey, don't forget also at Y94.com, details on our first ever Y94 purse party powered by Stop and Go at the Wild Vine at the Hub, which is in 5 days. It's on Friday. Mm-hmm. And we have 5 more designer handbags for you to win should you swing by and be in the running for those then. And it's something like the first 100 people get a free pick your purse wine glass.
Yes, they do.
Sounds classy as heck. Mm-hmm. Because that's how we do it here at Y94. Classy. They're going to make us dress nice. Mm-hmm. Which that leads me to the Playhouse vent line this morning. I don't like to dress nice.
Why?
I don't know. I am more of a shorts and a sweatshirt or a t-shirt kind of character. And they're trying to make me wear an evening gown. And I'm just not excited about it. I don't know. They got us dressed all nice in monkey suits, mm-hmm. as it were.
But you two clean up so well. You really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to know something creepy?
What?
When Rat and I went to go get measured for our tuxes for the Y94 purse party, the lady over at Wedding Elegance told me that both Rat and I are in every way identical in size.
It's true.
We have same waist, same bosom, mm-hmm. same tummy, everything. We are completely identical. She has us sized in like the exact same tux, mm-hmm. just different colors. Isn't that something?
It's true.
We're also going to exchange outfits throughout the night just to weird people out.
Mm-hmm. Well, only half at a time. Like, you'll wear his pants and he can wear your jacket.
Which, when she told me that I was the same size as Rat, I kind of, in my mind, I went, yes. But I feel like for you, that had to be kind of a sad moment. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No.
I just, in my mind, I thought I was a little, I had a bit more of a beer gut than you.
In all honesty, for me, I didn't even notice because I did not pay attention to any of the sizing at all. It's like, why is she holding this tape measure around me? Okay, we're good.
This is normal.
I just assumed she was like, gotta get near that bosoms.
What about the inseam? Are we the same on the inseam?
I think so.
That's not how they do pants.
She said entirely the exact same size. That's what she said. Didn't you hear her say that at all?
Ah.
Yeah, we're the exact same size. Mm-hmm. Maggie, however, a size of her own.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
Did you have a vent for the Playhouse vent line today?
Well, I didn't have one until I forgot my breakfast and mm-hmm. went to the vending machine to go get Pop-Tarts. Usually it's the strawberry, the blueberry, the normal hot fudge sundae. And I said, we'll give it a shot.
Hot fudge sundae is the flavor
gross.
Of Pop-Tart?
Yes, I'm just not digging it. Why can't they just have strawberry? At least I feel a little healthier eating a strawberry Pop-Tart instead of a hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart.
Can I tell you something, Maggie? I am like 99% sure the strawberry Pop-Tart, even though it's called strawberry, is not any more healthy than the hot fudge sundae.
It makes me feel better eating a strawberry Pop-Tart rather than a hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart.
Hot fudge sundae
Pop-Tart. You are more than welcome to try that one.
It looks
I'm not
like
eat
it would taste. Can I just have like a piece? I don't want like I just want a little niblet.
I don't know. And I don't. You didn't even get
you
any
just
of
got
the good
corner.
Stuff.
You need the middle.
That was a lot more than I wanted.
I'm not feeling it.
Oh, that's gross.
See, I told you. Just disappointed.
Rat, you should try it too.
No, I'm good.
I don't know what it is. I'm just not feeling it.
That'd be my vent. This tastes like crap. Want to eat some?
No, it didn't taste very good at all.
No,
he
I don't.
He said he wanted to try it.
Well, I was curious. Yeah. What is that in the middle?
Thank you. That's what I'm like. This tastes nothing like a hot fudge sundae.
That's not ice cream.
Nope.
Rat, your vent today.
My vent, and I don't know if you guys have people like this in your life, but I have that one friend who is constantly saying the same phrase, and it drives me absolutely insane. I don't mean to interrupt you, but Yes, you do. You just interrupted me.
In a polite way.
The fact that you interrupted me and then told me that you don't mean to interrupt me does not make any sense. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, you did mean to interrupt me. I'd be much happier if you just said to me,
Brad, I don't mean to interrupt.
I'm going to interrupt you, okay? Then I'll be like, okay, that's much better.
Have you found that the people that give that disclaimer to their statement of any, like any sort of disclaimer, usually means they're about to do the thing they're saying they're not going to do? I don't mean this to be rude, and then it's the rudest thing you ever heard.
No offense, but
now you're about to be offended. Yes. I don't mean this in a racist way. Worst thing you ever heard in your life. Like, I'm sorry. That's super offensive. Just because you put a disclaimer there doesn't mean that's not what it is.
And you almost want to say, like, just because you said you don't mean to be a dick doesn't mean you're not a dick.
Sure. Your offense this morning, between now and Private Y a little later in the show, at 2378, you can text 35270, the Playhouse Vent Line. What you got?
I have something that bothers me. My boyfriend thinks it's cool to be friends with girls, and that's fine. I'm not crazy, jealous, or anything like that, but he's, like, texting them at 10 o'clock at night and having all these intimate conversations. And it's just like, those are conversations he needs to have with me. There are boundaries, right? I mean, I'm not being a crazy, crazy jealous, right, when he's talking to these girls at 10 o'clock at night. That's like, there's something wrong with that. I'm not crazy. And then he talks to me like I'm crazy. Like, I'm like, he's just like, can't you just be cool? It's like, no, I can't be cool. You shouldn't be talking to them at 10 o'clock at night. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, 10 o'clock, texting random women, I would put that in the, as we've talked about on the show before, the booty window.
Yes.
Any sort of communication in that time frame of like 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. is in the booty window, where the communication, it's assumed that you were looking for the booty. The booty, as it were. Your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270. What you got?
Facebook users. I am an animal lover. I freaking love dogs, okay? But really, do you guys have to send me pictures of abused dogs all the time? There's nothing I can do about that, okay? It breaks my heart, okay? Let it alone. Stop sending it to me. Thanks.
I like a certain amount of cheerfulness in my Facebook experience, and puppies and kittens in cages don't really fall in line with why I probably logged onto Facebook. For only 10 cents a day, you can prevent this from happening. Really? I can? Because I'm pretty sure if I give you $1,000 right now, you're going to be begging for money tomorrow anyway. Mm-hmm. I can't fix this on my own.
The commercial will never go away, no matter how much money I give you.
How much you have to pay to get rid of that commercial in particular? Your vents at 2378, you can text 35270. More of those after Miley Cyrus in a couple of minutes, and we'll do Private Y today, too. Sarah McLachlan is really throwing me off my game this morning. That just needs to go. More show in a minute.
On air.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.
Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. About 15, 20 minutes from now, we have Private Y on the show. But currently, we're doing the Playhouse Vent Line at 237. It's, you can text 35270. Whatever you want to complain about, just get it off your chest. And then the nice thing is, as you go into this new work week, maybe you just feel better because you said it out loud. And maybe you don't. But it's okay because you've given us something to discuss. So you've made our lives brighter, even if yours has a little dark cloud above it. We're the Winnie the Pooh to your Eeyore this morning. You talk like this, and your tail falls off, but we're just sitting here not wearing pants and eating honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally how I like to spend my Monday mornings, wearing a red t-shirt, fist deep in honey, double fist in that honey, and not wearing pants. Makes Maggie uncomfortable, and it's a little bit sticky, but that's how I like to start my day. Anyway, some of them text events, Rat.
People who use auto starts 20 minutes before going outside. Really? It's not that cold yet.
Guilty.
People who update their status every hour start a blog. Thank you to my neighbor who piled up their leaves yesterday and left them to blow into my yard overnight. And people who talk so loudly on their cell phones that everyone around them can hear every second of the conversation.
Might I sneak in another vent? I know I had kind of a vent, but I have another one. Yesterday was like, hey, how about have some of these delicious Pillsbury caramel roll thingies, cinnamon roll things. And they come in the tube that you have to beat on the side to even get it to open. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited. and there's like 8 of them that come in there. Have you ever noticed that they only give you enough frosting to properly frost like 6 of them? No, I'm not that gross. But you can get through about 6 of them with the appropriate amount of frosting on there. Mm. And then there's 2 that just, they barely get any. Mm-hmm. They get screwed over on the frosting. And those are the 2 you don't want to eat.
Hmm.
Why don't they put enough in there for people like me that want them smothered? Now, I don't want just like, I taste like maybe there's frosting on here. I want it dripping.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying something like that, you probably are one that isn't all that health conscious at the moment of your eating it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and give me enough frosting that I can feel disgusting when I'm done. Don't try to sneakily get me to be healthy. Don't put a carrot in there. I bought caramel rolls, for God's sake. I know that I'm not eating celery. Give me frosting.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not going to do that, sell right next to that, like, bonus little tubs of frosting.
Oh, yeah.
So that people can buy and pay the 99 cents.
You could go buy the Pillsbury frosting. It's more like a cake frosting, but...
Well, I'm not that disgusting.
Cake frosting on my caramel rolls.
Thank you for assuming that.
I always eat the cinnamon rolls.
I felt screwed over. I think what it was the cinnamon ones, the one with the white frosting. I didn't have enough of the white frosting, and I thought I was just so sad. The closest thing I had in the fridge was mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And that didn't taste very good, let me tell you. I didn't really put mayonnaise on my caramel rolls. I'm not that gross. But I just think it's sad. They don't sell enough frosting with the cinnamon roll. It ruined my morning.
I hear you. That's the most important part of the roll.
You almost have to buy 2 tubes, throw one away, but keep the frosting from the other to eat it appropriately.
See, I always get angry because Ray steals... I put them in the round cake pan when I do it, and he always steals the middle one.
Oh, that's the good one.
That makes me mad every single time. I'm like, just once, can I have the middle cinnamon roll?
Never.
And he shoves the whole thing in his mouth. I'm like, oh.
You just want one time in your life.
Just want one time.
I think one time we should do a segment called like real relationship problems.
Yes.
And that would be like yours.
Just
one time I really want to have the middle cinnamon roll. Like that's your real relationship problem.
Hashtag Maggie problems.
The hardcore kind of thing. What's your vent for the vent line today?
People texting and walking and almost running into you. It drives me nuts. I mean, I can't admit that I don't do it sometimes, which I guess maybe defeats the point of me complaining about it, but it drives me crazy whenever someone is literally right in front of me going to run into me, and it's like, look up, please, you're texting, I can't move.
You know what, I appreciate the vent. I gotta tell you though, I might be one of those people. I've more than a few times nearly taken somebody out in the hallway here, and a lot of it's just because I am such a multitasker that I'm sending emails, and I'm texting back to somebody, and I'm checking something else, and updating the Facebook page, and walking down the hallway, I don't have time for that. So I crush people all the time. But it's gotten to the point where like people watch out for me now. Because I know my way around the building that I don't have to look. But what I'm not accounting for is the people that might also be using the hallway. Mm-hmm. So I am one of those. I'm sorry.
And it's just weird when Zero's texting, but then he hockey checks you into the wall.
Get out of my way! I got a Facebook status to post, and it's a good one.
Your event today. Hi.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know I love the show, and I've been a long-time listener.
Thank you.
And I just want to let you know that a few things that have been bugging me lately at the workplace. I've just started working and realized that people clip their fingernails, and I think it's so disgusting. I'd rather prefer gnarly-looking nails and hear the clipping of dead nail falling off and just accumulating on the floor where people can step on it and track it all over. I just think it's really nasty and very, very unhygienic.
Anybody clipping their nails in the workplace, that's gross. I agree with you. Yucky. Your vent's at 2378. You can text 35270, the Playhouse vent line.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
There are many things seriously wrong with me.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And not quirks either. Like diagnosable psychological problem.
Y94.
Hey! Hi! Oh, sorry. Someone was just saying hi to us. I want to say hi back. Playhouse Vet Line, Y94, the number one hit music station. What you want to vent about today?
I have this thing that just drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're reading a book. You're reading a book, and then you decide to stop reading that book for the time being. All right. Instead of putting the bookmark in, you know, like God intended, you bend down the side of the book, or not the side of the book, the side of the page on the book to keep your place. What is that? What is that? You know what you're doing? You're defacing a book.
Sure.
Okay, I hear you. Why destroy it? Put in a bookmark as God intended.
What if I don't have a bookmark?
I don't know. Then I guess you're just screwed. Sorry.
Shouldn't be reading a book, apparently.
Some of them texted vents.
People who want to vent about people who update their status more often. If you don't want to see it, get off Facebook. Somebody else says, I want to vent that I woke up at 2:30 this morning and couldn't get back to sleep. It's going to be a long day. How about using your day off to work all day on a class that you're seriously considering dropping, but your advisor doesn't have time for you until after the next huge homework assignment is due?
And your vent today. Hi there.
Yeah, I got something to vent about.
Oh, yeah?
The guy in the cubicle next to me chews gum. I got nothing against chewing gum, but he smacks it and he pops it and he blows bubbles and I hear him crack and pop and smack and chomp all day long. It grinds my ass to a bloody stump. You know, he's an adult. You know, if he was 7 years old, I can understand it. But he's 36. I mean, come on. Chew with your mouth closed. Didn't your mama teach you anything?
There we go. I think you should just have that entire conversation with him. Just the next time you hear him over there, just stand up, scream at him at the top of your lungs, everything you just said. You will be the hero of the workplace. Nobody likes that guy. I promise you, everybody hates him. He's the guy in the office everybody complains about. Do it publicly. You will be the office hero. They will rise you. They will pick you up and raise you above their shoulders and carry you around like a hero.
Just a question. Isn't your butt already a stump?
I guess so. I don't know.
Just questioning.
I've never heard anybody use the phrase, it grinds my butt into a bloody stump before. That was a first for me. But I appreciate the passion, because if we're about anything here at the Playhouse, it's about passion. Passion. I think that passion and love. That's what people tell me all the time. They say, you know what, Zero, you guys are about passion and love. And I say, I know. That's what we try to be. Speaking of passion and love, Private Y, the first one in like 3 weeks in a couple of minutes. Bruno Mars, Gorilla. First, though.
Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.